I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Toledo, Ohio. The Live and Alive tour is headed your way. I'll be there Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the Funny Bone. Los Angeles. Sunday, May 12th, I'll be at the Bourbon Room for my show during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Let's sell this thing out.
Miami, Florida. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the Miami Improv Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th. Get your tickets now.
All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, y'all. I'm Ryan Sickler here, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Very excited to introduce my guest here today from the backseat, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Cummins, welcome to the Way Back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Plug everything, please. Plug it all.
Yeah, you can just, Time Suck is one of my podcasts where if you like deep dives on true crime, cults, historical figures, and more, it's on all the players. Scared to Death is my paranormal podcast. Lots of ghost stories, campfire tales, same thing. You can find it anywhere. And then on YouTube, you can find my special, Trying to Get Better.
I want to talk to you about the ghost stories. Kirsten's a big fan of ghost stories. I'm a big fan of ghost stories. I've had a couple weird things happened to me in my life, but you said something happened to you at the Rainbow Room here in LA, and yeah. I actually had something weird. So I want to hear your story, and I'm going to share something that happened to me. Like, right, I feel like it was the end of last year, right before my health stuff.
And I've shared this story previously, and other people have also written in whatever about the Rainbow Room specifically. So apparently a lot of stuff is going on there.
I mean, I know the Comedy Store is supposed to be paranormal activity. Mm-hmm. We hang out there a lot, but I didn't know about the Rainbow Room being one of the, I've been there a bunch. I didn't know it being a haunted spot.
I was there, this was like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago now. And I was there, I had a show at the Comedy Store. So I was just, my wife and I and my agent were having like an early dinner, like a 5 o'clock dinner down at the Rainbow Room. And so it's pretty dead. You know, it's like, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday. And we get there a little early. It's just my wife and I. We're waiting for Joe to show up. While we're waiting, I have to go use the bathroom. And then the bathroom's on the second floor. And it's that little tiny bathroom. It's like you walk in, one, no more than two urinals. Right when you walk in, they're right in front of you. Sink right there when you walk in. And I think just one stall on the left. So I go up there. It's dead. There were two people coming down the stairs when I went up. They did give me like a weird vibe. But like, so I was definitely a little bit of a different headspace. I'm like, what was that dude's energy? Just was felt weird. Just could be just some weirdo LA guy. And but I go in the bathroom. Nobody else is in the bathroom. As I'm using the urinal, I notice the hot water is on full blast in the sink. And I just thought that was weird because that's something I would notice walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And my personality, I would just turn it off. Like, I know I would turn it off if I saw that. And what I thought was really unusual was there's steam coming up from the sink. And again, the way my brain works, I'm like, well, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Like, you can't you can't have your water that hot. Someone's going to scald themselves and they're going to come after you. So I'm having these thoughts. Finish using the bathroom, go shut off the hot water, you know, or adjust, you know, so I can wash my hands. And then I'm like, man, that was really hot. And I wanted to see if I could recreate it. I'm like, I'm just surprised that they would let the water get so fucking hot that steam would come off. So I put only the hot water on. I must have waited 30 seconds. It won't get anywhere near that hot. And so that just feels weird. And it was just a weird kind of energy in the bathroom too. Started with that guy coming down the stairs, but it just still feels off. So I go downstairs and go back to our booth. And when the waitress comes by, I was like, hey, I've literally never asked somebody in my life this question. And I go, so sorry if it seems super weird, but is this place haunted? And she was like, without hesitation, she's like, oh yeah, super haunted. And I go, well, I was just upstairs in the bathroom. And then she stops me and she goes, and the hot water turned on
by
itself.
Come on.
And that gave me the chills. And because apparently then she says that's like a regular thing, one of numerous things that happens there. And so then just, I get chills now. So it wasn't like this huge thing. I didn't see some shadowy figure, didn't hear a disembodied voice. But for the life of me to this day, I can't figure out how that would happen other than the paranormal, where it's like, why would she know that? Why is that a regular thing? And nobody was in the bathroom messing with me. Like, there was no one else there. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think,
yeah,
like,
it's so small, you would know for sure.
I would
sure.
know.
Yeah.
And somebody, a few people I've told this story to were like, well, maybe they mess with the plumbing somehow downstairs. And I'm like, I know enough about plumbing. That's not a thing. Like, you don't have some extra secret valve downstairs that overrides
the sink.
And it's
also not the waitress or whatever saying, no, you're the first person to ever say this.
Right,
so
right.
You didn't even need to tell her what
so
you
like,
were saying.
So, like, the weird feeling, seeing that happen, her saying that all together, I'm like, there's something here.
There's definitely something there. I can't remember exactly when it was. It was sometime last year. I went to see my friend Prof, the rapper. If you don't know Prof, cool. Go check his music out. He was at the Roxy.
Okay.
So you hear a lot about Rainbow Roxy. There are two venues. Rainbow Room is next door. It's the restaurant, bar, whatever. Roxy's the venue. There's just a little area in between the two. People hang out there or whatever. I step outside. I invited Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon. And we're all sitting outside smoking some weed. And it's a vibe there. You know, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
There's literally a dude that is bald head and painted white like Uncle Fester. You know what I mean? Like vampire shit.
Yeah,
like sitting outside, just drinking right here.
Yep.
And I know, like, if you were new to comedy, you'd be like, oh, that's just Larry over there. That's his material. this guy, I just couldn't help thinking, like, in their world, they're like, yeah, that's just Kenny. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just fucking Kenny. But to me, this motherfucker looks like
what
a guy.
What the hell?
He's a vampire. Yeah. For real. They look like vampires. The nails, the whole thing. So we go inside. We're hungry. We sit down at this little table on the bottom floor. Sarah and Kim go up the stairs to use the restroom. Okay. They come back, and we see this couple, this lady. I want to say she was, at least I remember the feather being red. She was in some sort of red, and there was a dude walking right behind her as if almost he was her servant or slave, like right up on her.
Why does she have a feather?
And never smoked. Or never spoke, excuse me. Yeah. I don't know. But we're watching
like coming out of her hair?
Nope, in her hand. And we're watching her. And she's going around the whole place. And she's just touching things with this feather.
What?
She's not paying any mind to us. She's over there. Touching.
With a weird dude behind her?
Mm-hmm. Following. I mean, almost touching her. Like, right up on her. Like, just. And it's not like, saying a word. Yeah. Eyes down.
It's like some weird cult shit.
And then they come by. I look up and she's at our table and she starts feathering me.
Wait, she starts touching your face?
Starts feathering me. Sarah Wineshank and Kim Kong will swear up and down. And we didn't know. Again, I say she.
Yeah.
We genuinely could not tell if this was a man or a woman. Sure. In the way that, so we called her a they.
Yeah.
And we started laughing because they were, Sarah and Kim were like, oh my God, you just got feathered by a they. And she's just touching me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, lady? Get the fuck off of here. What is that?
Is she saying things?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Just touching me with the feather.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Walk up and it's like a red feather petting my face.
Even for
like,
Hollywood, that's weird.
But also it is, right? But also just me. Nobody else at this table.
Yeah.
Just me.
And the guy behind her is he
says
just,
nothing. Eyes down. He's just, I mean, his chest is touching her back. Almost like they're glued together. Okay.
This is so weird.
And it wasn't, I don't know, a few weeks. I feel like I could be, I'm always right. It could have been March. I know it wasn't, but it was toward the end of the year and it wasn't. I even said to Sarah, I go, what the fuck's going to happen to me tonight? Like, I just got feathered.
You got cursed.
By some late, like, is that a curse?
Yeah.
And then January, boom, the hospital hits and I fucking almost die. I clot, like, it's white, red. I clot, my lungs clot, red. And I was like, what the fuck was that all about? The Rainbow Room is a wild place, bro.
Yeah, and she only touched you. Did you see her touch other people?
Nope. I saw her touch other things. She would touch columns. And you know where the Lemmy thing is
Yeah.
She's going around all that and touching and just painting, almost looking like she's painting with this feather. And then she comes over and just starts touching my face. But there were other, it wasn't just me, Sarah, and Kim in there. There were other people in there too. She didn't touch another person, went right up to our table and touched me. I'm a freak magnet. It's always been a thing.
That is so odd. You know, like people who will hear stories like this, just like little things and like, you know, write them off and just like refuse to believe in any kind of like paranormal stuff. I just think about like as we're sharing these stories, you know, the more you talk about these things, other people, so many people have stories.
No doubt.
You know, this little incident here, this little incident there. I'm like, there's no way that literally everyone is just imagining shit or remembering things incorrectly or lying. Not everybody.
No. There's I grew up with a friend of mine, Eric Snyder, and they had this old house. And I believe it was Napoleon's, like, bro. I don't know what it was. Or Paul Revere. It's one of these two historical figures owned this property that they had lived on. It's beautiful. It's well taken care of. But it's an old fucking house. Big as shit. And his mom's always telling us she sees ghosts in it. Ghosts. She's like there's a mom
apparitions.
And a daughter I see floating up our stairs and shit. We're like, whatever. And for years, they're telling us this stuff. So in high school one night, we all decide to do this big sleepover. It's just all dudes, about 12 of us. We're just drinking. His parents are gone. We're partying. And we decide to go, and they have like a proper dining room with a, you know, big ass table for 14 fucking people with the big chandelier over us. And we dim the chandelier just enough, and we're all in there playing cards, and that fucking chandelier just starts gaga. And I mean, no one's above it. No,
and you're not feeling vibrations like
man,
that. Just
that
the chandelier.
Just starting to fucking go. And we're all looking at each other like, nah. And he's like, I told you. He's just sitting there playing cards. He's used to it and shit. He's like, I told you. I'm like, fuck this. I used to be scared to death to spend the night. He's like, let's go up in the attic. That's where we had all the music and drum. Like, I'm scared to go play drums in your attic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared, dude.
I used to, like, when I was more skeptical a couple years ago, and I used to, like, you know, just entertain these thoughts of like, well, I just want to see something like that. Like the apparition that lady saw so mm-hmm. bad. I'm like, I'm going to get a Ouija board. I'm going to go mess around in the base. No way now. Like there's no way. Like once it's dark at night, that stuff starts to freak me out.
We did Ouija boards. I've told this
I've
story
never
before.
Played with one. They scare me. And we I'm not even religious, one. But they scare the shit out of me.
Well, first of all, it shouldn't scare you because it's goddamn Parker I Brothers. Know. It's Parker fucking Brothers.
They sell
game.
To Target.
Yeah, Target.
I shouldn't be scared, but like.
But we made one time. And we were in high school. I'm a freshman. I'm 14.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
My friend's parents are gone, and his sister's 15. They're a year older than us, and they're the sophomores are throwing a rager at the house, and
yeah.
Us freshmen are just fucking...
Happy to be there.
Thank you. And they make a Ouija board.
Yeah.
So we just want to be cool. We start getting on the Ouija board, and they start talking about this whole... This is 19... Nah, I'm a freshman, so this is like 87. This is 87. And they're doing the Ouija board, and they come up with this guy's name. I wish I could remember it. And they start, and we're all like, you're pushing it. You're doing...
Totally.
They
yeah.
start doing this whole name, and then a story starts coming out about this dude that lived in the area, and he had killed a few people or whatever. And we're like, well, look, if that's true, the library is a mile down the street. We yeah. roll up there.
This is pre-Google.
We microfiche or microfilm. And the fucking shit matches. NBA fans, listen up. You have got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. It's easy to get started. The thing I like about this is that it uses individual player stats, and it asks fantasy players to basically answer a more or less question when making picks, right? So, for example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? You pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code SICKLER and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code SICKLER. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive, like the plans, worries, and the to-do list are never ending, making you feel like your mind is constantly racing? Well, then I have some good news for you. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation, and focus to building better habits. Calm can help you dedicate just a few minutes each day to reduce stress, improve your focus, and increase your overall well-being. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/wayback, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, plus new content is added every week. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/wayback. Go to calm.com/wayback for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/wayback. The Way Back is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up as the weather gets nicer. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've always been an advocate for therapy. It can empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It can be for anything, anxiety, stress, all the things. You know, work that muscle too, not just these. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/wayback today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wayback. The dude's name matches. The murders in the area match. Going back years and years, we're like, what the fuck? So now we can't wait to go back to the house. And fuck,
oh my God. So the two people moving the planchette.
My friend's sister and her girlfriend started all this. And okay, then the party, there's a bunch of us. So about four or five of us are now on the board doing it, you know.
And continually talking to this one entity that's sharing this information. Edgar, that all checks
Edgar,
out.
Edgar was his name. Yep. They kept saying Egg.
And you had never heard of this person. Your friend had never heard of this person, but you're one of the people getting these clues.
I'm watching it spell the name Edgar. I'm listening to them ask questions, and it's saying the yeses and the noes. I'm watching. I'm like, you guys are doing that. And then when we go to the library, it lines up, and we're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
But it's all weekend. So it was Friday night. So Saturday, we go to the library during the day. We're like, holy fuck. We come back like, you're not going to believe this shit. So now everybody wants to conjure Edgar up again. And now we're all doing this shit, dude.
Yeah.
And it's a homemade Ouija board, which is supposed to be the like most devil kind that you could do. We didn't have the, and I will never forget this. It's just, this one's weird timing, but my buddy puts a pizza in the oven and we're doing the Ouija board and all the lights are off, and they say, he put a pizza in a while, and they say, Edgar, if you're here, give us a sign. And I mean, at that second, Dan Cummings, the goddamn ding. Fire. No.
Oh,
fuck, ding. A fucking fire shoots out of the goddamn oven. We're like, what the fuck?
Fire.
Everybody's freaks out. The asshole, he forgot to take the cardboard out.
Oh.
He forgot to take the cardboard out for the pizza. But at that exact moment, fire fucking came out of the oven. We're like, oh my God. Like, we were scared to fucking death. Bro, scared to death. So then his dad comes home. They come home on Sunday and they see this fucking Ouija board, and his dad freaks the fuck out. Like, he goes off on us. He's like, you don't understand. Yeah. And he snaps that motherfucker over his leg.
Yeah.
He throws it in the fucking trash. He takes the trash down the bottom of the hill of the driveway. He's like, you leave that fucking thing in there. Don't you ever play with that shit again. We start telling him about Edgar. He's like, I don't want to hear any of it. I don't want to hear any of it. He was really fucking spooked.
Yeah,
really
spooky
spooked.
Shit.
Yeah.
When I first started doing like scared of, I was worried that we'd run out of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are so many stories. We do like fan stories every episode, usually two. No shortage. It is just crazy how many intense multiple witnesses. You know, this isn't just me.
Imagine you're seeing that, right? That kind of shit.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Where it's exactly where it's like, and then the person that you're with says you haven't told them anything, and they explain to you exactly what you just saw. It's like, oh man.
See, we grew up in, I grew up in Maryland, and Gettysburg wasn't far. And Gettysburg's
supposed to be, we've done stories about Gettysburg cemetery.
All the Civil War veteran. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think of how many souls have died in that little area.
And tragically and quick.
Right.
Where they might not even
bayonets and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine being in the military where we walk up to each other and then just start.
As a wall. Yeah, a human wall.
It's insane.
Every time I see those movies.
Everybody goes, charge! I'm like, what? I'd be running the other way like a motherfucker.
Every time I see those old movies, I think about, like, how'd you get stuck in the front row? Like, mm-hmm. the people in the front row, I would be working so hard. I would have a cramp suddenly. Yeah, no, I'm Charlie Horse, and I just have to I have to make it to the back row. Like,
fuck
no part
that.
Of me is just going to, like, proudly march along in the front row and be just fucking cannon fodder.
Give me one of the wildest ghost stories you've heard.
One of my favorites, I mean, they all kind of blend out well. So this is the one, it is, like, my go-to in the sense of, how could this be made up? Like, it's just such an interesting story, and I encourage people who are skeptical about the paranormal to look into this one. It's Teresita Bassa. Is her name. And she was a woman from the Philippines. And we did this episode a couple years ago. But she moved as a young woman from the Philippines to Chicago. She had studied music and stuff, but then ended up in the medical field. So she's a nurse now in Chicago, living alone in this big high-rise apartment building, doing some musical lessons and stuff out of her house here and there, working her full-time job. And then everybody likes her, sweet lady, just gets murdered out of nowhere. Somebody broke into her apartment, or she let them in. They didn't know for sure. They find her body, naked body, so they think there's sexual motive around it initially, and there's, like, and they had set fire to things, like they'd piled, like, furniture on her and then, like, burned it, like a weird crime scene. But zero suspects. They don't have a fucking clue. There's no leads. So the case is just cold from the get-go. These two detectives who would later, like, talk to a journalist at, like, the Boston, Herald and these newspapers, said that, like, you know, we just basically thought it was going to be unsolved. Weeks go by, and then this officer at another department is like, hey, I think I have a possible lead for you on the Teresita Bassa unsolved murder. You should go talk to this doctor in this other part of Chicago. So they go talk to this guy, and they say that the first thing comes out of his mouth is, do you guys believe in ghosts? And they said at the time, they're like, shit, we've been sent on a wild goose chase. This is a complete fucking waste of time. And they're like, no, but, like, what do you got? Well, he tells them this crazy story where he said, like, a little over a week earlier, his wife, also from the Philippines, they're both from the Philippines, but were not friends with Teresita Bassa. His wife had done, like, a orientation one time with her at the hospital, but they worked at different hospitals, different social circles, so not a friend. Wife wakes up in the middle of the night, pops up in the, you know, sitting in bed.
Is her here?
Yep, that's her. Yep. Starts speaking in a weird voice, his wife does, claiming to be Teresita Bassa. He doesn't know who the hell Teresita is.
Wait, his wife does?
His wife. His wife in the middle of the night.
Whoa, like possessed by Teresita.
Yep.
Okay, okay.
But he is not a big believer of this stuff. He thinks she's just having, like, a lucid dream, talking in her sleep. And so she gives all these details. This is who killed me. You have to call the police. You have to tell them to look into this guy. Like, all these crime details. He just thinks his wife's talking crazy talk. He doesn't follow up on shit. She goes back to bed. He goes back to bed. Week goes by. Wakes up again in the middle of the night. Same voice, but now angry. Why didn't you call the police? I told you.
Coming out of his wife.
Out of his wife's mouth. He still thinks she's dreaming.
That would be like, what the
Yeah,
fuck?
But he's a little weirded out. And he goes, you can't just, he goes, you got to give me more. You got to give me phone numbers. You got to give me, like, basically, like, more. If I'm, and he thinks he's just humoring his wife. Well, now he writes down, like, phone numbers and names that she gives him of, basically tells him, like, hey, jewelry was stolen from the apartment. They don't even know what's been stolen because they didn't, you know what she had. My dad got it from me from the Philippines. No one else would be able to buy it around here. This guy killed me. This guy I worked with, this other nurse, he came to work on my TV under the guise of fixing my TV, murdered me to steal my jewelry and other things. His girlfriend is wearing this necklace right now.
Jesus, this is crazy specific.
Details.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gives other names of these friends of mine, bring them in. They will verify that that necklace came from the Philippines and was mine. Was not a sexual crime. He stabbed me in the back. Like all these details that were not released to the public. And now they're like, holy shit, because this lady knows all these things. They follow up. They get the boyfriend to come down to the station, share this information with them. While he's at the station, another officer goes to his girlfriend's place. She is wearing that necklace. They're also calling the friends who verify, have them come over, bring the girlfriend to the station. Everybody comes down. Yep, that's her necklace. He now breaks down and confesses. And
get the fuck out.
All the details were correct that she gave.
The numbers,
everything,
all that.
Everything was correct. Then a little weird, like, ending on this thing. There was a mistrial. There's like there was some procedural error or something happened where it was the equivalent of like a hung jury. So it looks like he's going to be able to get away with it, because now whatever they messed up on won't be able to be introduced in the next trial. And it's looking good for him to actually get away with all this. Out of nowhere, he confesses again. And it's like, I just did it. I plead guilty. And the story is that her ghost showed up in his cell the night before and basically was like, I'll fucking haunt you for the rest of your days if you don't confess. So it's like a story like that. And the officers, when they're being interviewed, they're like, we're not paranormal people. We would be laughed out of the department if we like suddenly like the fucking Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy, he was just saying, he's like, how else do you explain it? He goes, if that doctor's wife, who's a nurse, wouldn't have said what she said in a dream state in the middle of the night, gave perfect details
to
all this
crazy
crime,
the perfect
we would have
details.
Never solved this case. So I'm like, to me, I'm like, her fucking ghost came back to solve her own murder.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I hope mine does that if I ever get
me
murdered.
Me too.
My lazy ass ghost be like, fuck that. We're good over here. All right. So I was telling you, I wanted to talk to you about reminiscing and things like that. And one of the things you said was you could talk about losing your virginity.
And actually,
let's hear it.
It will tie into a ghost.
Nah.
At the end. Yeah.
Are you being serious? Yep. This is crazy.
But it's a terrible story, but it was just like, it messed me up.
I don't know anyone that has a beautiful first time story.
This is a bad one though.
Okay.
I feel like an especially rough one so I was a late bloomer. And I didn't lose my virginity till after high school.
Okay.
Not for lack of interest, but just.
We also lived in a small ass town too. You didn't have a lot of pickings.
There was a lack of interest coming the other way. It was like the girls that I were into, they were not into me. So I meet this girl from like, I don't want to say what town, just in case. I meet this girl from another town in Idaho through a friend. So kind of like long distance. She's like 2-3 hours away. We start dating and she's Mormon. I'm not Mormon. She's trying to get me into the church. I do go a little bit. Like, you know, I was like young love, like first like real girlfriend. I'm really into this girl. And then, you know, her being like religious, I didn't think that sex was necessarily on the table, you know, before marriage or whatever. But then she is the one driving it after a while. Like, when I'm getting ready to go to college now, she's the one like keeps talking about how her sisters and brothers all think we're having sex anyway. Sex. Finally, I'm just like, well, yeah, I mean, I would love to be. And she's like, oh, I don't remember the exact conversation, but she's like, okay, we're staying at my mom's in Little Whitebird, Idaho. And then we just go for a walk and we just go outside. I have like a condom and we go to have sex.
And outside?
Outside.
Where?
Under the stars on just this little hill.
Okay.
Just this little hill.
Blanket. We're not just going out to a tree and bending over.
No, just like on the dirt, I think, essentially. Mm-hmm. Just like on the dirt. And
do you know if it's her first time also?
It's her first time also. But she's leading this. And so I'm happy to be there, but she also seems apprehensive. So I keep checking in with her. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, we don't have to do this. We don't need to, we can wait. And she's like, no, I want to. And then we start having sex and almost immediately she starts crying. And so I'm like, we don't need to do this. Like, I'm like worried about like what's going on with her. And she's like, no, just finish. I want to do this. So now it's already so sad. Now it's like, this is not a sexy energy, like at all. Well, I mean, first time, it's like I probably finished in 40 seconds.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, and then I'm done. And then she's still upset. And I'm like, why did we do this? If like you were upset or whatever. And she's like, it's not you.
It's this rock in my back.
No, then. It's this rock. It's killing me. The rock, the dirt. I got dirt in my butthole.
Dirt in my butthole.
No, but what she says, she goes, she ends up telling me that the entire time we're having sex and about to have sex, she thought her father, her dad, I knew her dad was dead, but I didn't know what happened. This is fucking a nightmare. She thinks that her dad's ghost is watching us and strongly disapproving, is ashamed of her. So that's
She said still she wanted you to finish.
Yes, still wanted me to finish. But so she, oh no, it gets so much worse.
She's standing there just tagging, it's worse.
Oh, it gets so much worse. Then she proceeds to tell me that her dad had molested her and her sisters growing up.
Oh, my God.
They ended up reporting him. Her mom did. He went to jail while he's awaiting trial for raping and molesting his daughters, kills himself in his cell.
Jesus
and
Christ,
she has felt
that's
haunted
dark.
Haunted by him oh ever God, since. I'm like, you're fucking telling me all this now?
It's your first time.
Right? You should have said something before. It fucked me up so bad.
I'll bet it did.
That like over, I don't have sex.
I'm so tired of laughing at the story. That's
so
crazy.
I don't have sex like for like over a year. Like, and then the next girlfriend, like she wants me to have sex in college. Total impotence. I have to tell her
really?
How fucked up my first time was. And then it was like, she has to be like my therapist now. And it took like a week of her wanting to for me to be able to have sex because it messed my brain up so bad.
Jesus Christ.
And then when I finally have sex again, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I swear to God, if you fucking tell me that your dad killed himself after
and
molesting you,
and
I'll
he's
never
watching
have sex
me
again.
Fuck you right now. there was a story God. You told on the crab feast about making love to something different than a person, and Kirsten went back and did a check. So a
lot of inanimate objects.
Yeah, let's
when I was
hear this
up.
One. Oh, princess, you tired from working so hard over here?
I was such a weird little kid looking back. But, like, I mean, I think it's fairly normal for boys to, like, I don't know, have sex with, like, a pillow or whatever. Just
dude,
hump shit.
Yes, hump shit.
Right?
I remember, I'm pretty sure it was, I was pretty sure it was Steve Simone who told us about his brother won, like, a carnival stuffy or something and just would rail that fucking. Just rail it. Just
oh, my God. Dude, this is so, it's disturbing probably as well, but like I mentioned about my stepmom, not being a big fan of my stepmom. I used to fuck the pillows on the couch that she liked.
The one she liked, yeah.
And I would come inside of them.
Nuh-uh.
And then just zip
in them.
Yeah.
You come in
them? Yeah, in the pillows and then zip it back. And then when
and
she
zip it up. Oh
and
my
then when
God.
She'd be resting her head on it later on, I was in my head like, ha-ha, I gotcha.
So, oh, you got me wondering now how much shit my brothers must have done around the house that
dude,
I don't even know about.
I fucked so many things around the house. Then, way before that, the first random thing I put my dick on, it was like, I was insane. I must have been, I don't know, I was only like 5 or 6 years, I was little. And I remember I'm in the bathroom. And we had this space heater, like an old school space heater with the metal little wires
mm-hmm.
in the front so you don't put your hand on like the hot part.
Yeah, yeah.
But those little metal wires would get hot. And I would become like intrusive thoughts. You know, I've had them my whole life, but it's like, oh, you should go do this. Like a really stupid thing. You should do that. Well, as a little kid, I guess I didn't know how to like, no, shut the fuck. That's fucking crazy. I would just eventually follow them. And I used to do, again, I don't know why I would do this, but sometimes my wiener, I would play Pac-Man a lot. And I would like to, like, you squish the head of your dick and it would open up the mouth and it looked like Pac-Man.
You called it a mouth.
Right, the beehole. So it's like
you
a little Pac-Man.
A
like a Pac-Man with
you're
a tiny mouth.
You just taking your dick and just waka, 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 waka.
Yeah, like a puppet, like making him talk. And then for some reason, I was thinking about Pac-Man.
These right here, one of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, but, like, but an older model, yes, with just like less
we had it. We
protection.
Had it. Yes, way less protection.
And but I wasn't thinking about how hot the protective wires would get. So I just get up in the bathtub. I'm in there by myself. Walk my little naked 5-6-year-old ass over to the heater, doing my little Pac-Man thing. And I decided that I wanted to have him bite the wire on the thing, and I, without even testing it first, I just put the inside of my dick, my inside of my pee hole, clamped that wire,
dude,
and burnt it, and burnt the inside, like immediately. Like,
oh,
like,
it's hurting me now.
So, and then I was so embarrassed, I wouldn't tell my
mom.
My
legs go straight.
It was terrible.
And you took your little dick hole and Pac-Maned around
and
that one
that
little
wire, and it hurt so bad. And then I was so ashamed of myself that I wouldn't tell my mom what I did. And then for like,
how bad was your dick, dude?
For months, it hurt when I would pee.
Did it have pus coming out?
No, it didn't have pus. But I think it scabbed inside.
Yeah,
like it was fucked up. And then I was like afraid.
Did it hurt when you would come in the pillow?
I was even little then. This is pre-pillow.
Okay, this is pre-pillow.
But I did think that I broke my dick, and then I was so sad that I broke my dick. But ashamed, so I wouldn't tell anybody. And I never told anybody that story until I was like, I don't know, my 30s.
Oh, dude, that's a way to fucking end a podcast right there, dude. Oh, man. Make sure you check out Dan on the Honeydew. Go listen to his crafties where we hear more of that stories too. Dude, thank you for doing
you,
this,
Ryan.
For real. Plug everything again, please.
You can find Scared to Death paranormal stuff, Time Suck for deep dives on true crime, cults, and more. And then just if you put in Dan Cummins, you can find all kinds of stand-up out there.
Awesome, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
As always, RyanSickler.com. Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.